Here is something that might make you happy this morning. Yogurt. All this week, we're learning more about this ancient food that's seen a boost in popularity. Now, we already know diet can influence your physical health, but how about your emotional state? NPR's Allison Aubrey looks at evidence that the live microbes in fermented foods might be doing something more than just aiding digestion.
The idea that yogurt is good for us goes way back. About 100 years ago, a Nobel Prize-winning scientist named Elie Metchnikoff became intrigued by communities of Bulgarian peasants who had a reputation for being hardy and long-lived.
So Metchnikoff decided to investigate it and found that they were eating fermented milks.
That's immunology professor Gregor Reid of University of Western Ontario. He says Metchnikoff went on to publish a book laying out his theories as to how the good bacteria found in yogurt and kefir could promote health and fend off bad bacteria.
Metchnikoff is a fascinating scientist and is regarded by many as the father of probiotics.
But Reid says for a long time, Metchnikoff's ideas were ignored. That's because after the discovery of penicillin, the name of the game was using antibiotics to kill off harmful bacteria. It's only recently that scientists have rediscovered the importance of beneficial bacteria.
Bacteria used to be the thing that we had to eradicate. And people are now realizing that, in fact, most of the bacteria in our body provide a benefit to our health. So it's a paradigm shift. It's a massive shift in our thinking.
And it's led to an explosive growth in research. Scientists have documented that beneficial microorganisms play a critical role in how our bodies function. And along the way, what's becoming clear is that the influence goes beyond the gut. Scientists believe they play a role in our susceptibility to allergies and eczema. And now researchers are turning their attention to our emotional health. I reached out to researcher John Cryan of University College Cork, who studies what's called the gut-brain axis.
The gut-brain axis is the collective communication pathway between the gastrointestinal tract and the brain.
Some of that information travels along the vagus nerve, which extends all the way from our guts to our brains. And Cryan says the idea that the two are so interconnected should not be a surprise. He says, think about all of the expressions in our language.
Phrases like gut instinct or gut feelings, or if we're brave, being gutsy. We refer to butterflies in our tummy if we're feeling a bit anxious. So we portray a raft of human emotions directly in our gut.
A few years back, Cryan and his colleagues did the following experiment. They took a strain of lactobacillus that's known to be beneficial, and they fed it to a group of mice every day for a month and looked to see if their behavior changed. The results, Cryan says, were striking.
And what we found was that the animals that were fed the lactobacillus compared to those that were just fed a regular kind of broth were a lot less anxious. And they behaved almost like as if they were on Valium or on Prozac.
Other labs doing similar experiments have shown similar results. Now, of course, mice are not people. For starters, their emotional lives are much less complicated. But researchers have begun to explore whether this is an effect in humans. A handful of small studies suggest there may be. The most recent was published a few months ago. Researcher Lara Steenbergen of Leiden University in the Netherlands says she and her colleagues started by recruiting 40 healthy volunteers.
And out of those 40 people, we made two groups. So 20 people received a probiotic mixture for 28 days.
The probiotic contained 8 strains of good bacteria. And the other 20 people got a placebo that looked exactly the same. So no one in the study knew what they were getting.
We wanted to see if the mood or the anxiety improved. So what we first did is we asked them to fill out 3 questionnaires, 3 different ones.
All 40 participants filled out the questionnaires at the beginning and the end of the study. They were asked to rate on a scale how strongly they agreed with statements like this.
When I'm in a sad mood, I more often think about how my life could have been different. Another one could be when I feel down, I more often feel overwhelmed by things.
And what Steenbergen found is that after a month, the participants taking the probiotic answered these questions significantly differently than they had at the beginning.
What was different is that they reported less aggressive thoughts and also less ruminative thoughts.
So you think overall they were a little bit more chill, a little bit more balanced?
Yes. It means that they are less reactive to negative thoughts and feelings.
Now, it's not clear how much weight to give studies like this. Asking people to report how they're feeling is a tricky business. Gregor Reed of University of Western Ontario says we have to be cautious.
We have to make sure that the science proves the concept.
So could there be something as powerful as Prozac in the yogurt aisle? Reed says, not so fast.
So far, no one has come out with magical strains saying that this improves brain function.
But he says, as this body of evidence builds, good bacteria are finally getting the attention they deserve. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.